chase paper cause it crossed my path. Hate on my path, you won't feel the wrath. My name is written in scripture, oh, like Da Vinci image engraved in your brain. Mental picture, need no convincing. Might sound offensive, but what your label's missing.
Yeah. peace. This is the son of Bambaataa, Africa Islam, representing the Universal Zulu Nation. Yo, inside the game, you know, Culture Zine Radio, where urban lives. Remember what I said, Africa Islam, son of Bambaataa, Universal Zulu Nation, inside the game. Culture Zine Radio, to my man, Shaki, who's doing it all. Yo, from Bronx to Bangkok, from Bangkok to Berlin, back to Culture Zine, Africa Islam. Peace to my man, Ice-T. Peace to my father, Bambaataa. I'm out, baby. Peace.
City, where divergent artists and dancers are enslaved and bound by their own dreams, while other primitive planets, such as American Idol, X Factor, and The Voice, have captured some of the greatest singers in the world. There's only one planet left for artists, where the world's most renowned record labels and judges travel the galaxy, looking for the next big thing. Sign up now. Get discovered. Get a $50,000 to $100,000 check. Get a record deal. Register online now. Go to www.thenexttoblow.com. Spaces are limited. Act now. You could be the next to blow. www.thenexttoblow.com.
Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Sorry for the technical difficulty. You are now tuned in to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Tonight we have an exciting show for you. We have the Love Doctor, Dr. Latasha Jones, and Ra-Ra Scott of BFC, Buffalo Foods International. And as before we get into the show, I'm going to bring Dr. Latasha right on. The topic of today is To Be Honest. And I was going to talk about some things, but since, you know, we had a little difficulty, I'm going to go right into bringing the doctor on the line. Do we have Dr. Latasha on the line? Okay, so while we're waiting for her, my to be honest topic is I want to talk about support and how we reach out to people to support us in different things, different events, different ventures that we have going on in our life. And people are really slow to support the people that they know, the people that they grew up with, the people that are their family. I don't know why society has trained us to support strangers. We'll pay $100 to go to a Jay-Z concert, but we won't pay $5 or $10 to go see someone that's right in our own community, somebody we grew up with, or somebody will be selling food in your community, and you might prefer to go to a restaurant where you might take a chance on getting sick when you can get good food right from someone that might feed you if you didn't have money. So I just want people to consider being more supportive of their friends and family. Okay, so we have Dr. Latasha, the Love Doctor, on the line. Hi, Dr. Latasha.
Hi, Goldie. How are you?
I am great, and you. I'm so excited to have you as a guest on my show. You You are a person that inspires me, and I admire you a lot. And we need more women like you in our community, and we need more women like you doing what you do. So I'm going to take it right into you, letting the people know what it is that you do.
Okay. First, I would like to say thank you for asking me to be a part of your show. I feel that it's a great opportunity, what you're doing in terms of speaking about an important topic such as support, because support is a very big thing. So I just would like to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. And I know last week you had Hope on the radio, and Hope, that's one of my sisters. And,
I love her.
You know, it's very important that we start to come together as a community, and most importantly, it starts with us as women to come together to support one another, because that goes a big way.
Yes,
but,
it does.
To just touch on a little bit about who I am, Dr. Latasha Jones, 36 years young. I started teaching 12 years ago. This is my 12th year of teaching. I'm a teacher in the Bronx. Since I started teaching, I've been teaching special ed. I started teaching special ed 12 years ago. I started at Lincoln Watts. I was at Lincoln Watts teaching for 8 years. For 8 years I was there. I progressed, and then I decided to leave Lincoln Watts and start to work for New York City. It was when I began working for New York City, I had actually graduated. I started working on my doctorate at Lincoln Watts, and I completed the process working for New York City, but that's where all the doors started to open for me, and God
right.
began to place people in my life that would take me to the next level of my life. And a lot of thanks I have to give to my mother, because if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't even be in the field of education. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I thank her a lot. And the way my family background is, my family background, they have a big heart. My family does a lot of work in giving back to the community, from here to the islands, down in Nebraska, down in Alaska. Like, my family all over the place is doing different projects in terms of giving back, and they're very big on support. And I feel that goes a very long way. Throughout my process, now
Go through your process, we have some callers on the line. So we're going to give them a chance to talk to you. Who do we have on the line? Hello.
Ain't that crazy, baby?
How you doing? Hi, who am I speaking to?
Oh, their phone is going in and out. They're probably in a bad service area.
5225. Whose number is that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we can't hear you. So, we're going to let the doctor finish telling us about what she does. And I know that you must come from a family with a big heart, because you're the most loving person that I know. And just being in your presence is like you can feel the love, you can feel the joy, you can feel the inspiration. And I love it so much. And I definitely want to help you spread that throughout different communities and spread it as far as you could go. But we have another caller on the line, 7029.
Hello.
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 Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Hope.
Hi
Hope. Hi, ladies. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to give a call in, of course, to support Goldie and her new show, which is a wonderful platform. I'm so happy that you're doing this, and this is one of your purposes in life. So I know you're going to go very, very far.
And of course,
I wanted to support Dr. Latasha being on the show and speaking about what she does in the community. I certainly applaud her for the work that she's doing, and especially in special education, because I know that's not an easy job. So
right.
I give you, you know, definitely kudos for that. That's not okay. easy. And then everything else that you're doing and you know, and assisting and helping and encouraging, I applaud you on that, and I definitely say continue to do what you're doing. You're definitely, you know, inspiring people. And I'm sorry, there's one thing I wanted to touch on, Goldie, when you said about support, how people don't support other people within the community.
Right.
I think a lot of times people don't know how much or what it is that they put into it and how, you know, whatever that they're doing, whether they're singers or entertainers or actors, you know,
right.
people think that they're not as good as. And then once they hear about an event or an act or a play or whatever the case may be, it's a whole different story. And then they say, oh,
right.
my goodness, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, you know, they speculate like, oh, this can't be that good because of, you know, but we don't have to be, you know, per se stars. You understand what I'm saying? But I think
in order to receive someone's support.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're going to support, not based
yeah.
on what you know, oh, it's not going to be at the level you think it's going to be at. Because most times, believe me, it is because you put a lot of work into it. So
yes.
I
my
think
whole
that,
thing is I believe we could go a lot further. Even if I was going to have something small, it's like a family potluck dinner. So if I
mm-hmm.
only had the meat and everybody brought a dish, we could have an outstanding feast. So if
That's
everyone
right.
came together to support someone, whether you believed in what they was doing, whether you knew what they was going to do, whether they surprised you, whether they embarrassed you, it doesn't matter. Just come together and let's
and
do
support.
Things together. And actually, I wanted to say that you and Dr. Latasha also have some ventures together, and I'm going to let her get into letting us know about that. And thank you so much for calling in. Hope we love you.
I love y'all
thank
too.
You,
y'all have a good night.
Okay, so now back to Dr. Latasha on the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. So, the lovely doctor, I just love saying that to you because everyone, if you could just see her, go on her Facebook, her Instagram, if you could just see her, you would want her to be your doctor. I know a lot of people would be upset that she's a doctor of education, but she can teach you some things. So I'm just going to let you finish telling us what you do and where we can find you at.
Okay. So the other things I started to do was in my school with my students, we started a service learner project where we go out and we give a service back to the community. So with my kids, we started a group called the Feeding Angels. So for the last 3 years, we have been going out into the community. We've been feeding the homeless and those people in need. Currently, we're doing a coat drive and a can drive. And
wow.
for the last 2.5 years, we have raised over $35,000, which we have donated back to 2 soup kitchens in the Bronx to help feed more people in need. And also in 2015 of this year, I started my own business, which I became a motivational speaker because I wanted to touch the lives of more women and more people who need, but not only. You know, I decided to start with women because we're the ones that have to take a lot of pain. We're the ones that have to carry the children.
Right.
We're the ones that have to bear a lot of things on our back. So I said, you know what, let's start with the women because we start here with them to try to see, you know, as Hope said, a lot of people don't know how to help. And my thing is, if you don't open your mouth, so open your mouth and say something, ladies. Oh, men, open your mouth and say something, no matter what it is, because everybody, even me right now, I can use help with a lot of things, but if people don't open their mouth and say anything, nobody
right.
will never know, you know?
Nobody
so,
will
yes, yeah, so now I created this motivated women's movement and such, I'm calling it. And you know, I don't want people to get discouraged because it's not just about the woman, but now I'm starting to call it the movement. And,
right.
you know, I have a business mentor, and she's awesome. And like I said, God has done so many great things for me in terms of placing hope in my life and in terms of placing Prophetess Patricia McKinney in my life. And it's been a good thing because, you know, we have a lot of talks about change and how people treat you and loyalty and different things. And just like we're talking about support, but it goes a long way. And I just want people to remember, if they don't remember anything, always remember that people are in your life for a reason, a season,
yeah,
or a lifetime. And regardless of what point in your life people are in your life, they're in your life to teach you things. So when you have people in your life, you take what you can get from that person, whether they did you wrong. Every life is about a lesson, so you take that lesson and you learn from it. But just for the whole thing is, I just want people to know that it is a lot of people out here with big hearts that are willing to help, and things are coming from the heart. Currently, Hope has a coat drive going on right now with the YMCA. That ends on December 17th. But if anybody is in Yonkers and they would like to drop off coats at the YMCA, they can. They're more than welcome. Also, this Thursday, Patricia McKinney, Prophetess Patricia McKinney, she's having on December 10th at the Fiesta down in the Bronx. It's on Hoffman Street in Little Italy. She's doing a black tie affair, a night of loyalty and royalty, which
wow.
is going to be a phenomenal event, and it's going to be nothing but class. If anybody would like to purchase tickets for that, they can definitely hit me up. I'm going to give you my contact information, but they can go on womenintran.org, and they can click on donate to purchase tickets for that event.
We can find you and reach you, your Facebook, your Instagram, Twitter, your website.
Okay. My Twitter and my Instagram are the same. It's MWM_2015. That's my Instagram and my Twitter, MWM_2015. And on Facebook, my Facebook is Motivated Women's Movement, and you can definitely find me. If people are looking for my other Facebook page, you can just type in my name, Dr. Latasha Jones. It'll definitely come up, and you can find me.
Okay. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I love you. I support you. You have all of my support. I have four daughters, and I hope that my daughters meet women such as you, such as Hope, and a lot of other guests that I will be having on my show. I will be a part of shining the light on your movement and the things that you do. And I'm always here for you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely. Thank you. And once again, I appreciate you for having me on your show. And I also appreciate the fact that you want to show support and spreading the word and getting the name out there. And also, I will be having a toy drive December 17th at Duo.
Okay.
It's at 748 Yonkers Avenue. And if anybody would like to donate or send any toys, you can definitely hit me up on my Instagram or my Facebook, but you can also send me an email at motivatedones2015@gmail.com.
Okay. And put that link on my Facebook. You know, I'll spread the news. People need to come out, and people need to support. Once again, to be honest, that is a very big thing, to make sure that we support one another. Okay, Dr. Latasha Jones, I love you so much.
I love you too. You're welcome.
Back in with you. Okay,
definitely.
Have a good night.
You too.
You are now tuned in to the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Z Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Hello?
Yes, we're back on the Ms. Goldie to You radio show. I have my next guest on the line that I'm so excited to be interviewing. His name is Mr. Ra Ra Scott, VP of Entertainment and co-founder of Buffalo Foods of Finland. I'm going to bring him right on the line with no delay. Ra Ra, how are you doing tonight? Hello? Okay, your call dropped. You have to call back in. So before we get to him, he also has an artist that we're going to be talking to tonight that will be calling in. His name is Jay Hustle. And while we're waiting for Mr. Scott to get back on the line, we're going to play his single for Overseas.
Weirdos. Cool fly, cool fly. Oh, cool fly, cool fly. So I'm gassed up. Some lame niggas get passed up. My kudo live vertical. When the paint flip, it's like vertigo. I'm surfing waves in my cruise ship. On the 4G, I don't do deuces. Panoramic view, so click to click. It's like I can see in the future. Shawty say she wanna roll with me. I live the kind of life that she used to. I pull up, ballet. We don't ever wait in no line. This velvet rope and this rose got me feeling like it's my time. I ain't really new to the game, I'm a on my NASCAR, that's like that. 100 on the gas, put 100 in the dash. Coop like coop, yeah, I'm all about the cash. Do no sleep, cause I gotta live my dreams. Pop a record, bitch, you wanna pull up on the scene. Shout out to my old life, shout out to my old hood. Shout out to my old hoes, it's riding photos nowadays. I be riding Olo, getting paid every time I drop a promo. Feng shui, so mother evident. Designer everything, all up in my residence. Hating the shit, it comes with the territory. Bad, blocking when they see the dough. I'm finna pull up in my city on some new fish. 2020 whip with the two dough.
My life is so extravagant. Got me feng shui all over me. I ride domestic in foreign ways. Don't get the only action you see. I live that cool life. On the Autobahn, doing a buck 60 like NASCAR, and make sure they work when that engine burn. Went all in, cause I'm in her. She say she got that tight thing, so I just call her vinegar. Clothes matching that paint, switching them lanes and gripping that grain. Dodging one time and shaking them lanes, always chasing after that change. Hold up. It's only that strongest sound when I roll up, only that top shelf when I pull up. We don't ever show ID, cause they know her. 100 bottles coming, cause the girls on them, girls on them. Every time I'm in the party, designated driver, cause a nigga getting thrown. Standing on the couches, wasting liquor on the floor. Threw a couple dollars in the air for the air for the. You can't even take it with you when you go. Blowing on that gangrene, leaning on that green, and all that feeling so incredible. I might go the whole thing. I might go the whole thing. They want the life I live, but I don't really think they wanna pay the price I did. They wanna see me go, then put your glasses on. You know this is 3D flow. I'm so addicted to the cool life. Move down, thought of love finna take flight. Hustle for a sway, all in the building. While your other niggas still getting stage right.
My life is so extravagant.
Goldie,
how you doing?
First of all, I just want to say it's my pleasure, my ultimate pleasure, to have you on my show. I'm so excited, and it's an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Likewise, and I appreciate the opportunity, Ma.
Thank you, thank you. So we're going to get right into exactly who Mr. Atlanta, Executive Marketing Director, everything. I'm just going to let you go right into telling the people who you are and exactly what you do.
Now, you're trying to make my job hard. You're going to work for this one. You know, I've been in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for 21 years now. You know what I mean? I'm only 22 right now.
Right.
So you got that. I've been in the game for a minute. You know, I started off, of course, heavy in the music industry. You know, I was with Loud Records. I did my stint with Atlantic Records. You know, I quickly became an independent contractor. You know, as a I found my niche and found my lane after, you know, my involvement with working with artists and, you know, doing a promotional thing and, you know, doing a label thing and all that stuff. And, you know, as things evolve, you grow, you learn, but at the same time, you got to survive. So I found my lane. You know, I have a degree in marketing, you know, a minor in communication. So I just started applying a lot more of my skills, my knowledge that would make sense for that check. You know, I'm not going to act like it was all about the passion and all about the love. I was trying to find a way to feed my family, feed my children. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, you know, when I found my lane, it definitely was the marketing lane, the sponsorship and brokering lane. And, you know, the first thing I did was applied it to the young artists and the young, industry reps that was in the business that was looking at making some powerful moves. I was a big stickler on, you know, business. I tried to stay away from the homeboy, you know, profile, and, you know, everything was a hookup, and a homeboy, you know, called me for the hookup. I got out of that quick when I realized that, you know, there was money involved in it. You know, I made sure that, you know, I made everybody else understand my equity with my resources and my network.
And when you say your resources and your network, what are some of the things that you have done and some of the projects that you have been involved in?
Well, in the music industry, you know, I work very close with Tony Sutton and Mike Kern with Atlantic Records on the Nappy Roots project. That kind of really broke the ice. I also work with Morris Baxter with Loud Records when Wu-Tang was popping, you know what I mean, the Crane video and all that. They was very active, and Atlanta was starting to make the noise at that time. So I made my mark actually just becoming a resource guy. You know, I was the guy that had to connect and the hookup. And, you know, I started getting involved in a couple tours. I did two Boost Mobile tours as a tour director.
Wow.
I was a tour director for the Best of the Best tour. We hit the Southeast region. And this was set up for independent artists. I also did sponsorship for a lot of major events, A-Town Day. Shout out to A-Town Day, my man Fatal. I did a lot. I was working with a distribution company at the time, around 2005, 2006, called UPD. They created a lot of relationships that I maintain, working with corporate sponsors. And I got involved with, you know, Birthday Bash and a lot of the other events going down big in Atlanta and nationwide. I became the guy who had the hookup with the sponsors, the energy drinks, the liquor companies, the food products, I just paid attention to the hustle.
You became the plug down here.
Absolutely. I became the plug, you know what I mean? And I made it work for me, you know, and I did it with the highest level of integrity. That was important to me because it was real easy to get caught up and get grimy, and everybody kind of had an angle. You know, I handle my business and I maintain my integrity, you know, strong. And that's how I carry myself in the street. You know, before, you know, it wasn't all business. You know, you still had to have a level of integrity that you carried yourself by, because, you know, your relationships are everything in this business. And,
right,
you know, it was important to maintain that. And that was one of the hardest things to do, actually, you know, to maintain a good relationship, because everybody had an angle. Everybody was trying to backdoor, steal your connect. Woofy woo, you know, all the game that everybody know the lingo, you know, I just became a firm believer, if you do the business, you ain't got to worry about that, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Being a stickler with the paperwork, a lot of my peers and a lot of my constituents, you know, some of them were uncomfortable, some of them loved it, you know, because I came with my paperwork. And, you know, everybody wanted to hook up, and I was trying to sign the contract.
I'm sorry. So do you have any artists that you're currently working with now?
Exclusively right now, I'm working with Jay Hustle. He's residing in Atlanta, but he's actually out in Naptown, Indianapolis. Great young brother, mad skills. And I actually got out of the artist part of the game. You know, I had did a lot with a lot of artists over the years. Like I said, I've been down Atlanta for a while. So I work with a lot of major artists and a lot of independent artists. I put a lot of people on, and I put a lot of people in situations. But recently, with some of the marketing situations I have in the fire right now, I had an opportunity to reach back out to some artists because I'm going to be doing an international tour with a product and a company that I'm working with. Actually, I'm a co-owner and co-founder of BFC, which is Buffalo Foods Finland. I'm actually the face of the brand.
I'm going to take you back into that. That was actually going to be my next question to you. But before we go into that, I would like for you to introduce the song from your artist, the song that you're actually using to launch this product.
Right. Well, this is a single by my man Jay Hustle, Hustle Feng Shui. This was a single inspired by him being selected as the first American artist to be on tour with me, launching this product in Finland this summer, 2016. It's called Overseas. Pay attention to the words. It's a true story in its own right. So check it out. It's Overseas by Jay Hustle.
Jay. If it ain't the passion, you know I don't want to smoke. Whip up to the clip, we'll go hollering. That's aviation, they catch me a flight. I used to count every penny, but now I get plenty. Plus I'm living one hell of a life. Style of this is your old boy, my moolah got me feeling like my jeweler just might. My head ain't got me some ice. For a hell of a price, Giuseppe's a naughty bitch, only the best for my feet. Yeah, I'm walking up back. This girl's always talking about how they got heat. They're shooting like Shaq, applying the pressure. I'm blowing no gas in the pressure. Laying them bitches with beautiful pieces. No, I cannot ever see myself leaving. Building this fortress to weather the seasons. Gapping my passport to Sweden, but only move for the dough.
Only move for the dough.
Paris, Milan, I ain't never been, but I guarantee I'ma go. Offshore accounts, cause the paper too long, yeah, my future looks pretty bright. Sipping on Creme and probably the pretty Pocahontas in the road for the night. I'm gonna go overseas, fuck me up for it.
Overseas, pay me up for it.
I'm counting the euros, but now I need me some more. If it ain't the pressure, you know I don't wanna smoke.
The pressure, you know I don't wanna smoke.
Now I gotta taste of this life, I ain't going back home.
Taste of this life,
so I ain't going back home.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
I ain't going back home. Yeah, 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 I ain't going back home. Yeah, 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 I ain't going back home. Yeah, 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 I ain't going back home. Mandarin Oriental at the top of presidential. Soon as I land.
Yeah.
back. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I have my guest on, Ron Scott. We just heard Jay Hustle with Overseas. And tell us about this Overseas project.
Well, you know, earlier I had mentioned to you I found my lane in, you know, marketing and branding and brand management. Definitely has been my lane. I created a lot of opportunities for other people and myself. I spoke about relationship. My partner and CEO of the company that I'm a part of is BFC, which represents Buffalo Foods Finland. And Buffalo Fried Chicken is the actual acronym for it, Buffalo Fried Chicken. And what it is, my partner and I came together. I worked with him in Atlanta for a few years while he had a liquor company. And long story short, you know, the corporate business takes its different lanes, and he wanted to relaunch a new company. And, you know, a year had passed since we had worked. He had went back to Finland, and he called me up out of the blue and said he had an idea. He wanted to license my family recipe and put me on the face of this new product. Yeah. And I wasn't with it at first. I was like, nah, you know, you're not going to clown me out. You know, but the opportunity sounded great, you know. But then when I saw the presentation and their creative idea, you know, they carried me well. It represented me well, my family well, and it represented my people well. I thought it would be a great opportunity. And, you know, during the process, it's been a long process. It's been about a three-year deal since the original campaign launched. And just recently, we closed the deal with some international investors, and we're actually going to do a national, a major international launch. Now, this product is exclusively overseas, and we're going to use music, which was my proposal, was we should use music and American music to launch the campaign. You know, everything overseas is about pure hip-hop, American culture, Western culture, things like that. So they was really excited about the idea. And, you know, from that point, they said, listen, we want you to find some artists that can represent, you know, this campaign. You know, we're a brand new company. We don't have a super budget. So we're just going to work with some independent artists and, you know, pay for their expenses, give them a little stipend, and, you know, give them an opportunity to experience that international market. Well, before I even had a chance to set up the showcase, I happened to be in one of the neighboring clubs and ran up on Jay Hustle. I saw him perform. I didn't know him. I didn't never seen him before. And I saw him perform in one of his other singles. And I just paid attention to his energy. You know, I'm a big stickler from being a tour director. It's very important to watch an artist. You know, you can say you're the hardest artist, but if you can't rock a show or rock, you know, a few hundred people or a few thousand people, you ain't really that hot to me. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what type of music that you're making.
Exactly.
If you can go out and bring it to life, then it's basically just dead music.
Exactly. And that's exactly what caught my eye. You know, the song was catchy, but he rocked the stage. He jumped off the stage. He was interacting with the crowd. Everybody in the crowd was feeling it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was very humble with my presentation when I introduced myself. I didn't throw a whole bunch of things at him about what I had going on. I actually kind of kept it hush, but I exchanged information with him. And, you know, after I had, you know, hooked up with him a few times, just checking him out, talked to him and things like that, you know, watched his performance a couple more times, I introduced the opportunity for him to, you know, come overseas with me, a part of this tour. And from that point, you know, we just evolved. That's like, you know, my little brother right now. You know what I mean? He's one of them artists that handles his business. He's about his business. He's about his brand. And he's still evolving. You know, there's a lot of things we had to tighten up on. But he knows what he has to do, and he's doing it. I don't have to babysit him. It made it real easy for me to get back into that lane with the artist like Jay, because he was handling his business, not waiting on me to be, you know, the CEO, all in the videos. You know, it wasn't that type of situation. It wasn't that. Even though I was in one of his videos,
if you could see him right now, that's the first thing you would think of is Suge Knight, right? So if you could see him right now. So that is so hilarious. But do you have any advice to give to artists that's coming up, being, you know, being that you're in marketing, being an artist, people do not understand that this is a product. It's called the music business. It's not anything about your talent. It has nothing to do with your talent. Actually, your talent is like a 10% factor in this. It's about a brand, a product, and how do we sell this product. So do you have any advice, artists that's trying to build the brand?
Absolutely. The first thing I would like to say is to any artist listening or checking in or managers or club owners or anybody, just a fan or a friend or a family member of an artist, they have to step out of the box of the hood concept. Making music for your block is cool for your original first mixtape to get your notice. But, you know, if you want to make money with this business, if you want to make $1 million, you got to be able to bring more than 100 people to a show. You know, I make it very clear to artists. You can't come into this business and say you're hot and be self-proclaimed if you don't have a product that's worth marketing. You know, no one can pay you if they don't know you. And if your content is only about what's in your neighborhood or on your block, you know, that's not going to be attractive to, you know, the next market that's paying or writing a check. You know, we're predominantly going to an all-white country in Finland and in most of Europe. They love hip-hop, you know, but if you ain't saying nothing and you just, you know, pretty much status quo with every other artist, it can't get you nowhere. That's why most artists are chasing their tail. You know, they say they've been doing it for 9 years and they don't have one single that hit the radio. They don't have one single that branded their name, you know, and that's one thing that I would say. You have to step out the box without getting long-winded, because I do get long-winded. You have to step out the box with the music and make it world music. Get back into making good music. You know, with me, I feel like if you can't hold the crowd talking about more than one thing, you're not really considered a good artist to me. And that's kind of primary with my outlook on artists nowadays. Everyone say the same thing, the same concept, the same principles. No one steps out the box.
All the songs sound the same. Sounds like they're using the same beats and the same everything. But I want you to make sure that you submit for our playlist for Jay Hustle. We always have a contest, Artist of the Month, which you heard earlier. Ida Devine was the Artist of the Month. And they also have a Next to Blow competition. And, you know, the station president let me know that he wants you on that. So make sure you do that. Right now, I want you to tell everyone where they can find you, where they can look up your product, where they can just stay interested, because you're a very important source. I'm so glad that I met you. And we will be working together, so people will see the big Suge Knight standing behind me, Mr. Ra-Ra Scott. Let everyone know how to find you.
All right. Well, if you want to check out the international phase of my brand and the product that I'm working with and I'm speaking about overseas in Finland, if you go on Facebook, you type in Buffalo Foods Finland, F-I-N-L-A-N-D. That's on Facebook, and you'll see some of the images. I'm already being sold. My product is already in stores. You know, I'm at a level right now where it's just getting ready to go to the next level. I have billboards, I have trucks. You know, I'm working with a company right now who owns 900 stores, and we just partner with them. So it's getting ready to really take off. So that's Buffalo Foods Finland. My Facebook page is Raw Entertainment, and entertainment is abbreviated. It's R-A-E-N-T-R-M-N-T. You can look me up on that. And IG, I am Ra-Ra E-N-T.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for coming on my show. I am so excited about working with you and seeing where your future is going to go. I know your future is very promising. I am only promising you the best guest on my show that is full of information, full of positive things, good music. I like to thank everyone that called in, that tuned in, that listened in to Miss Goldie Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on the Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. You can tune in every Tuesday night, 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow us on Instagram, Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show, Twitter, Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show. Facebook, Miss Goldie to You Radio Show, and I am your host, Goldilocks. But before we leave, we have some callers on the line, and I think it's only fair that we finally let the people talk. So who do we have on the line? Hello, 6853.
Yo, what's good? It's Mecca Earn.
Mecca Earn, shout out to MXN, MXM out there in Yonkers. Mecca Earn, what's going on?
Just grinding, man. Just getting back from Miami for real, out there networking.
Miami. So let me find out that MXM is going to have some projects going down in Miami.
Yeah, I bumped into a couple good producers, man. Spent a few minutes in the studio just lining it up. Definitely going to be working.
I know you always working hard out there. Shout out to MXM. Make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Mecca Earn, a hardworking manager out there in the music industry. Do you have any questions for my guest?
No, I was just paying attention, man. I finally caught the end of it, but I heard enough that I know, you know, what we got to do as far as what he was saying about the making music for everybody, not just for the hood. Got to be international.
Right.
Got to be undeniable good music.
Absolutely.
So, Mecca Earn, thank you for calling in. Shout out to Yonkers. Shout out to MXM. Shout out to all my Yonkers people listening. I love y'all. I love the support. But we have a special caller on the line. We actually have Jay Hustle on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay Hustle. You talking to Miss Goldie. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
We've been hearing a lot of good things about you. And a lot of good projects in the work coming up for you. And I'm looking forward to actually working with you and also having you as a guest. And we also listened to two of your songs. So do you have anything you want to say?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you having me on. I've been really just focused, grinding, working hard right now, trying to get ready for this first quarter. We got to an EP that I've been working on, really been working on it for, like, almost a year now, because, like, you know, as an artist, you know, you're your worst critic, so every time I'm making music, like, I'm feeling like I'm making better music than I was making before, so it's been really been a struggle trying to figure out what songs I want on this EP and, you know, what should be pushed out, but obviously we're going with the Overseas single as the first single off the EP. So right now,
right,
I've been pushing that and just, you know, trying to get it in every market, the B market, you know, the A markets everywhere. So that's just been the focus
and
right
it's
now.
It's a very good single. I had to listen to the clean version because, you know, I'm a little bit more mature and my ears were hurting a little bit and I was blushing and I didn't know what was going on. I listened to the Bobby Boucher song. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is he talking about? But I like the bounce was crazy, the beat was good, the lyrics was good. I love your swag. I'm definitely feeling your swag. When you work with Miss Goldie, we're going to have to tone it down a little bit. You know I'm a little bit rated PG. But tell people where they can find you at and where they can follow you at.
You can find me on IG, Twitter, Facebook. Everything is Hustle Feng Shui. That's Hustle, FENGSHUI. Facebook / Hustle Feng Shui, and SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, same thing, / Hustle Feng Shui. Just check me out. I got a lot of good music, old music, you know, mixtapes still up online that you can check out. Like I said, we're just trying to gear up for this first quarter, and keep it moving,
the
man.
The first quarter is coming heavy right now. It's a lot of competition in the first quarter. And I'm definitely going to be a part of that first quarter competition. And I'm looking forward to working with you. And thank you so much for calling in. And we are going to end the show with me. Here comes Goldie. And thank everybody for calling in. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
No doubt. Salute, Goldie. Appreciate you, Ma.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
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 Yeah. my vernacular. Bring it full throttle for the ones that be acting up. Raised in the hood, got that OG wisdom. Freedom with the tongue, so I give them what I give them. Don't chase paper, cause it crossed my path. Hate on my path, you won't feel the wrath. My name is written in scripture. Flow like Da Vinci, image engraved in your brain. Mental picture, need no convincing. Might sound offensive, but I'm what your label's missing.
Uh-huh. Because I'm out of sticking in you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.